From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. Saudi Arabia is struggling to redefine its relationship with Yemen, its volatile neighbor to the south. In the process, the Saudi kingdom appears to be sending some mixed messages. On the one hand, the Saudis are demanding that the president of Yemen step down. On the other hand, Saudi officials did not object when the president returned to Yemen last month from Saudi Arabia. He'd been receiving medical treatment after a failed assassination attempt. NPR Soraya Serhadi Nelson reports from the capital Riyadh on how the Saudis are navigating the growing turmoil in the region.
Saudi officials and experts say King Abdullah had little choice but to let Ali Abdullah Saleh return to Yemen last month. They say he's the president of a sovereign country, not a Saudi citizen whom the king has authority over. Usama al-Kordi, a member of the king's advisory council, offered this assessment of the Saudi position.
Remember, there's a big difference between having interest in what happens in a country and dictating what happens in that country. No way will they prevent a head of state from going back to his country. Otherwise, it would have, in my opinion, unbelievable repercussions.
Nor is the kingdom retreating on its demand that Saleh step down, says Jamal Khashoggi, a television executive who is also close to the royal family. He says the day after Saleh left, King Abdullah once more called on Yemen to adopt a proposal drafted by the governments of the Gulf Cooperation Council, or the GCC. The proposal requires Saleh to step aside and for nationwide elections to be held a short time later. In exchange, the Yemeni president would receive immunity from prosecution.
He did make promises that he will go back to Yemen to sign the GCC agreement and to push for reconciliation. Obviously, he did not.
Saleh wriggled out of that promise by adding untenable conditions of his own. Yet Saudi Arabia may be somewhat relieved that Saleh is hanging on, some analysts say. They explain that the Saudis, like their U.S. counterparts, have for decades relied on the Yemeni leader to fight al-Qaeda and keep order in his impoverished nation. Fernando Carvajal is an expert on Yemen from the University of Exeter in Great Britain.
With Saudi Arabia, they're walking a very thin line in asking Ali Abdullah Saleh to move aside, knowing that the opposition itself is very fragmented. And at the moment, it goes that the quote-unquote relative stability that Ali Abdullah Saleh can provide may turn into complete chaos.
He and others add Saudi officials are struggling with what to do next. They don't want the crisis in Yemen to spark a civil war, nor are they thrilled about Yemen joining a growing number of Arab nations replacing dictatorships with democracy that might add to the pressure for political reform in Saudi Arabia, Carvajal says.
The priority for the kingdom at the moment is how do we stop this tsunami from spreading through the peninsula?
Carvajal adds a generational schism has emerged within the royal Saudi family over the kingdom's decades-old approach to Yemen that helped foster its dependence on a richer and more powerful neighbor. That approach included hefty development projects, as well as millions of dollars in patronage payments to certain tribal leaders to gain their loyalty and to help protect the long and porous border the kingdom and Yemen share. Saudi analyst Khashoggi argues those payments didn't prevent al-Qaeda from attacking Saudi Arabia or stop Yemen from supporting Saddam Hussein during the Gulf War of the early 90s. Nor can Saudi Arabia fix the situation by force as it did with another neighbor, Khashoggi says.
We cannot intervene in Yemen the same way we intervened in little island kingdom of Bahrain. Yemen, you need a NATO army to go and stabilize the situation. If you want to stabilize the situation, we might end up with another Somalia, God forbid.
He adds that his country in Yemen would benefit from a new approach.
So if we in Saudi Arabia continue to have a close relationship with Yemen, in the same time encourage a transparent government, a democratic government, an accountable government in Yemen that could improve the economy in Yemen. People of Yemen can stay in Yemen and prosper in Yemen.
That is vitally important, says Hani Wafa. The political editor at the Riyadh newspaper explains the ongoing violence and a foundering economy in Yemen are increasing the number of Yemenis illegally crossing into Saudi Arabia.
They're looking for maybe food even, job to bake. This is a problem for us.
And that problem, he adds, could grow much larger. Soraya Serhadi Nelson, NPR News, Riyadh.